This is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. Now I will rejoice, I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. Oh, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. Oh, this is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. Oh, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord hath made. Oh, this is the day, this is the day that the Lord hath made, that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice, I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. Oh, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will enter his court with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter the gate with praise. I will say, this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Oh, he has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Thank you, God. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord hath made, that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice, I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. Oh, this is the day that the Lord hath made, and I will be and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord hath made. It's another day's journey, and I'm glad, so glad about it. Yes, I'm glad, so glad about it. Oh, I'm glad, so glad about it. It's another day's journey, and I'm glad, so glad about it. Oh, I'm so glad to be alive. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. It's another day for Jesus, and I'm glad, so glad about it. Yes, I'm glad, so glad about it. Oh, I'm glad, so glad. Oh, it's another day for Jesus, and I'm glad, so glad about it. Oh, I'm so glad to be alive. Thank you, Lord. Well, he gave me my health and strength, and I'm so glad about it. Yes, I'm glad, so glad about it. Oh, I'm glad, so glad about it. Say he gave me my help and strength, Lord, and I'm glad, so glad about it. Oh, I'm so glad to be alive. Oh, it's another day for Jesus, and I'm glad, so glad about it. Yes, I'm glad, so glad. Yes, I'm glad, so glad about it. It's another day for Jesus, and I'm glad, so glad about it. Oh, I'm so glad to be alive. Well, it's another day's journey, and I'm glad. Yeah, God. Oh, I'm glad. Yes, I'm glad. Thank you, God. Bless your name. It's another day's journey, and I'm glad. Ooh. Oh, I'm so glad to be alive. Thank you. It's another day for Jesus, and I'm glad. Yes, I'm glad. Oh, I'm glad. Thank you. Thank you. It's another day for Jesus, and I'm glad. Oh, I'm so glad to be alive. Bless the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Bless your name. I call you today, Lord, for we need you. Oh, Jesus. I call on the name of Jesus. As I'm waking this morning, Jesus, 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 calling on the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy God. We bless your name, Jesus. You are worthy to be praised on today.
We will go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Holy One, we come to you as humbly as we know how, Lord, on this day. Lord, I ask that you bless our two co-founders, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. both ministers of the faith. You place them in their positions, and you place in their hearts the love of you and the love of your people. Please continue to bless and keep both of these powerful women. Lord, continue to bless the Artist Life family. Continue to bless the entrepreneurs and all of the individuals. Lord, we need you in a mighty way. Please bless everyone on the Master's call, the ones who spoke and the ones who did not speak. Lord, you know everything. Nothing goes forth without your permission. Things that we want to happen and things that we want to wait or we don't want to happen, it all has to go through your authoritative will. And I thank you, Lord, that you release our burdens and all of that is placed upon you. We don't have to carry those burdens, for you are our burden bearer. But Lord, during those times when we do have to carry the weight of this life, you give us the capacity to do so. And as we press our way through, our hope, our health, our strength is all placed upon you. Oh, we thank you today, Lord. We ask that you bless and keep every household represented on this call. We thank you for allowing this call to go forth for over 10 years now. We ask that you keep us consistent. We ask that you stir up the gifts that are in us, for we all have a measure of faith that we are supposed to fortify with your hope and your grace and your mercy and your strength. That is how we can continue on. Bless the bereaved families. Bless those who are sick and shut in. And bless those that are pressing their way through and praying for everyone. We also have to pour into them because they are pouring out so much every day. Oh, we thank you, Lord. And in your most precious name, this is our earnest prayer. Host, are you with us this morning?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, Minister Cox, loud and clear.
Thank you so much, Minister Ruth. Good morning. This is a joyful and beautiful morning. Thank you, Minister Ruth, for that greet this morning and that powerful, powerful prayer. We so appreciate you and all that you do. And we want to thank our songers, Reverend Dr. P.K. Roberts, for the gladness meeting. We are glad this morning to be amongst the living. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. My name is Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York. I'm so glad to be your host this morning. Let me just share a little bit about this call. Just 2010, two amazing co-founders, Reverend Dr. P.K. Roberts and Reverend Dr. Vanessa Wellenspoon, started us on this journey. Hallelujah. I'm so glad. I'm so glad this morning. Well, we stand on the scripture, Psalms 88:13, but you are cried out, O Lord, in the morning. My prayer comes before you. Yes, we have a mission statement to enrich, empower believers as they begin their day. Amen. Well, we also have a website that you can review anytime things get weary and you just need a prayer. You can go right to the masterscall.net, masterscall.net. All the messages have been archived on that website, as also as our bios of all our speakers, and we are so glad. This morning, we want to talk about this year for the year 2020, God's strategy is shifting and prophetic subtlety and holy standards are being established by and supernaturally revealed. That's coming from Mark 16:15-20. If you've been led by the Lord to be a blessing as a greeter, as Minister Ruth, as a host, as yours truly, or as songers as Reverend Dr. Vanessa P.K. Roberts, or if you have a prayer request or a praise report, or you would like to be a sponsor, please submit your information, info@themasterscall.net, Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and our prayer dream minister, Brenda Terrell, will contact you. Well, on Friday, we have a second part, and you can come and be live and share your prayer request and praise report. So it's on Friday, we do that half of the, after we praise and worship, we do that half. So we would ask everyone to do that. Phenomenal call. We are having a phenomenal company, Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 31 and a half years ago. We're now called Artist Life with great products to help the world become healthy and wealthy. And you also can share with anyone come 3 feet of you. So we are so glad. The new morning motivation call held Monday through Friday. After this call, a team of great leaders giving vital information on the benefits of the wonderful Artist Life products. That number is 712-770-4005. 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294-617-pound. If your service is T-Mobile, Boost Mobile, Metro PCS, or Cricket, you can use the caller bypass number first, 716-293-9707. 716-293-9707. And you will not be charged. Today is Thursday, Testimonial Thursday. Everyone join us right after this call, and our host will be Director Deborah Smith will be our host this morning. So everyone join us. They have some awesome testimonies. I tell you, we have some awesome products. So everyone plug into that call. And so as you move through the day, please, everyone, visit your back office, WhatsApp app. Keep you informed on our awesome company so we can stay in touch with what's going on in our company. So, well, let me just stop here because we have an awesome speaker going to come before you. She's no stranger to this platform. So, but anyway, I just want to just give you a little highlights on her. And her name is Prophet Kai. Prophet Kai was born in the great state of New York City, currently reside in the great city of San Antonio, Texas. Prophet Kai received her bachelor's in electronic engineering in 1996. She's called into ministry in 2000. As a lay minister, God led her to the seminary where she received her Master of Art Pastoral Counseling as a Master of Divinity in Pastoral Ministry. She stands on the scripture, Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you. She has our wonderful son, Christopher, who she loves so much. Prophet Kai is a publisher. She has her first book, When God Birthed the Ministry. Also, she was my prayer partner. So, you know, I'm so grateful for that. She's also an artist descriptor. I could go on and on, but I ask everyone, review the website, themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net, and you will be able to get a complete bio. Without further ado, let me introduce you to some and present to other my friend, Prophet Kai. Are you out there?
I am here, Minister Cynthia. Thank you so much for hosting with such Jesus joy. It is always in your mouth, the wonderful evangelist that she is. And again, thank you, Dr. PK, for setting the atmosphere and ushering us into the presence of the Lord, and Minister Ruth for seating and greeting us with such Jesus joy. Again, I say good morning, good morning, good morning. I am Prophet Kai, and I do reside in the great city of San Antonio, Texas. And, of course, we want to thank and honor the two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, whose yes is why we can be here this morning to receive a word such a time as this. Now, we've been in the series, I Am That I Am, over the last few times that I've come before you, and we're just going to continue in the series. And we know that today we are going to be talking about I Am Your Healer. I am your healer. So we're just going to jump right into the word and, you know, allow the Lord to minister to our spirits. And as I was looking at healing, I was looking at it from not only the spiritual perspective, but the natural perspective, because we sometimes get stuck in a mode where we want God, you know, to do a flash, bang, bam, boom, and to have our healing come, you know, just as a miraculous sign. But God gave us doctors for a reason as well. So we've got to look at healing from an overall perspective and not just look at it from the perspective of, oh, well, God's going to do this miraculously. So we're going to look at Exodus 15 and 26, which reads, if you will diligently listen to the voice of the Lord your God and do that which is right in his eyes and give ears to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the disease on you that I put on Egypt, for I am the Lord your healer. Again, there we go with the I am. He's letting us know what he is, who he is, if we allow him to be that in our lives. So he said, I am the Lord your healer. So he is telling us, okay, first of all, if you don't want to go through the things that Egypt went through, all of the disease and the sickness and all of the things, then you will give ear to my commandments and keep all of my statutes. See, God gives us information that we need on how to process through the things that we know are coming or that we know could come. But he tells us here, so he gives us an opportunity to do things his way to get his results up front. If you will diligently listen to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his eyes. So he's giving us the opportunity up front not to have to deal with some of the issues that we deal with. But we have to make our own choices, and we have to choose to give ear to his commandments and keep his statutes. Then I will put none, he tells you, I will put none, not some, not a few, not a couple, but none of the diseases on you that I put on Egypt. For I am, there we go with our series, I am the Lord your God, your healer. So we have to make some choices as we go through life. Are we going to do that which God has called us to do to make sure we continue to walk heal, whole, and healthy? Or if not, then what do we do next? What are some of the next steps? What's the rest of the process? Okay, so say I don't keep his commandments. Say I don't do all of these things, and I get some of these diseases and these sicknesses. What do I do? Well, you go back to I am. You go back to allowing God to be the God of your life. And he tells us, by his stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2 and 24, he himself bore our sin in the body on the tree that we might die to sin and live righteously. By his stripes we are healed. Not past tense, not future tense. We are healed right now in the present. But we have to choose to walk in that healing, and we can only do that if we are allowing God to be the I am in our lives. We've got to make some choices. We've got to make some decisions to choose to allow God to be God among us, to be God in our lives, to be the head of our lives, to be our ever-present help in a time of need. God doesn't need our help to fix us. Let's be clear, we can't help him do anything. And I just had to laugh when I, you know, because I was like, oh, Lord, I'm going to help you do this one. I'm going to help you with this. But how do we help God? What help can we actually be to an all-powerful God? How crazy does that sound if we actually step back and think about us helping God? I don't know about you, but it struck me as insane that I was going to help him do something. I was going to help him heal me. No, I'm just going to get out your way, Lord, and let you have your Jeremiah 29:11 in my life. See, because I'm going to let you be the I am in my life personally so that those things that you have called me to do, be, say, think, and speak, I can do that because I'm not in your way. If we are allowing God to be the I am in our lives, then we won't get in his way when he's trying to fix it according to his plan. See, in James 5 and 14, it says, if anyone among you sick, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Sickness and disease must bow down to the name of Jesus. And we should get the saints praying those scriptures over us that allow that to occur. We should understand that when I walk into my doctor's office, I walk in praying for them. I don't know about you, but I'm calling on the Spirit of the Lord to touch them, to give them the wisdom to speak to whatever is going on in my body. If God has chosen not to do a supernatural healing and he wants to heal me through my doctors, I'm good with that. Whichever way God decides to be my healer, I'm going to let him have that because he knows the plans he has for us. He knows his Jeremiah 29:11 plan. We don't know that. He doesn't give us everything up front. He provides Artist Life products for our healing. But are we using them according to his Jeremiah 29:11 plan? Are we wearing our garments? Are we taking our juices? Are we doing the things that God has called us to do with the products that he put before us? We need to make sure that we are doing our part in allowing the Lord to be the I am in our lives. And this time it is, I am your healer. He tells us that. I am the Lord your God, your healer. He spells it out. He does not leave it to chance at all. Exodus 15:26, he says, for I am the Lord your healer. Don't get it twisted. He speaks it specifically. But are we allowing him to be that I am? Or are we not taking the medicines that the doctor tells us to take? Are we not following the health regimens we know? Are we putting added sugars and sweeteners and other things in our bodies that we know are going to cause problems, that we know are unhealthy for us? The white bread, the processed sugars. Are we doing those things that we know are going to cause our bodies to break down? Or are we eating healthy fruits and vegetables, healthy proteins, putting things into our bodies like our Artist Life products that will help us to develop and nurture and grow and allow the healing that we need to take place in our bodies? But are we doing our part and allowing him to be the I am in our lives? We have to give him his place. We have to allow him to do that which he is trying to do if we are going to walk heal, whole, healthy, and in our right mind. Because the enemy is going to continue to try and do his job. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. But that scripture doesn't end there. It continues to go, I came that you may have life and have it more abundantly. John 10:10. Jesus doesn't tell us that the enemy is going to come and try and kill us and just leave us hanging there. He doesn't stop right there and say, okay, that's it. Y'all going to die because the enemy is coming to kill you. He finishes it with, I came that you may have life and have it more abundantly. But are we going to have that life in sickness because we're not choosing to allow him to be our healer? Or are we going to have that life well, healed, whole, and healthy? We have to make some decisions. We have to choose to allow God to be what he said he was to Moses. Because when Moses came to him and asked him, well, what do I tell the people of Israel? Because they're going to be looking at me like I'm crazy. I don't even know your name. What do I tell them? What do I call you? And he says, tell them, I am that I am. But we have to choose. And I just need, somebody needs to understand, you're making the wrong choice. You're not choosing wisely because you're not choosing to allow God to be the I am of your life. It's time that we try and take our hands off. No, it's time that we take our hands off of those things that God has called us to leave at his feet. Our healing is among us. We have to choose to allow God to be in control. Any control that we think we have is a figment of our imagination anyway. So we have to make the choice to allow God to be the I am of our lives, and that is, I am the Lord your God, your healer. It's up to us to make that decision, to allow him to have his rightful place in our lives. He's not going to force us. He's going to simply wait until it gets bad enough that we're willing to surrender it. Now, we have the right to choose how long that takes. We have the right to leave Jesus on the sideline. He's given us that right. It's not wisdom, but he's allowed us free will to make that choice. Now, you can choose to allow God to be the I am, and in this case, I am your healing, or you can choose to not. But he tells us in Isaiah 53 and 5, but he was wounded for our transgression. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon the chastisement that was brought upon his peace, by his stripes we are healed. He was bruised for our transgression and crushed for our iniquities. So he's already endured the pain, the suffering, and then we're choosing to endure it again because we don't want to follow through and listen to what he's telling us? That doesn't seem like wisdom to me. So we should place it at his feet and allow him to be the I am in our lives. We've got to make a choice. We've got to make a decision. Choose you this day whom you're going to serve. Our God gives us the choice. And I'll leave you again with Exodus 15 and 26. If we will diligently listen to the voice of the Lord your God and do that which is right in his eyes and give ear to his commandment, keep all of his statutes, I will pour out none of the diseases on you that I have put on the Egyptians. For I am the Lord your God, your healer. Minister Cynthia, back to you.
Thank you for that on-time message. I am. I'm allowing God to, I am in my life. I am blessed this morning. Thank you so much for that profound word. I am. Well, I'm going to call you back right after a few announcements for the benedictions. So let us pray. Lord, dear God, we thank you for everything you have done in our life. We are amazed when we are thinking of you and everything you witnessed. We thank you, Father, for always watching for us. We know that you can face everything and because of we have assurance that you are with us. I am. Father, we thank you for Prophet Kai for that on-time message. I am. God, oh Lord, let us surrender and follow God's lead. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah this morning. Jeremiah 29:11. He knows the plans he has for us. Lord, we ask that you bless Prophet Kai over and over again with abundance of blessing, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. She poured out a word that touched my heart this morning. I am. Thank you for the two outstanding co-founders, Reverend Dr. P.K. Roberts, Reverend Dr. Vanessa, wonderful for their leadership on this master's call Monday through Friday. We praise God for the Diaz de Leon family, for all his life worldwide. We thank you for the staff that help us to move our products. We lift up the prayer warriors, the guests, the new guests, all that, and the mothers that join us this morning, spitting everyone that's on this call. Father, we thank you for the sick, the shut in. Pray for them this morning. Everyone that's incarcerated, Lord, strengthen them, Lord. Hallelujah. Let them look up to you and praise your name. We pray for the bereaved family. Lord, we place your prayer for our Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherstone and her entire family. We pray for the Hightower family. Lord, I want to name them names. I know you know them. Hallelujah. Go by and strengthen them, Lord, like never before, Lord. Comfort them. They need you, Lord. Hallelujah, this morning. Father, help us to find courage and want power to your presence, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Lord, I just want to say this morning, I'm going to share with you this playback, this powerful message. Go out and share with everybody this today. That number is 712-432-1085. 712-432-1085, and the PIN number is 957-677-POUND. 957-677-POUND. And this morning is a new morning motivation call. But after this call, and we will be having our host, which will be Director Deborah Smith. Please join us on that call right after this. And that number is 712-770-4005. 712-770-4005, that PIN number, 294-617-POUND, 294-617-POUND. Thank you, Minister Ruth, for greeting us this morning, that opens up and with that powerful prayer. We thank you, Reverend Dr. P.K. Roberts, for ushering us in the praise and worship this morning. And Minister Prophet Kai, we thank you once again for that powerful message. I am. This morning, will you please close us out in the benediction, please?
Thank you again, Minister Cynthia, for hosting with such Jesus joy. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say thank you, thank you, thank you for just allowing us to come into your presence yet again, to just continue to be who we are and to allow you to be the great I am in our lives. So, Lord, as we leave this call, but never, ever your presence, we glorify you, we magnify you, and we seal it in the matchless name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. We say amen, amen, and amen. Go out and be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace. Bye-bye.